Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
John Williams, the composer who created this classic theme for the movie Jaws, is being celebrated this weekend at Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's summer home in Lenox. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart, who will be leading performances tomorrow of themes from Star Wars, Harry Potter, E.T., and Superman.
With more than 100 scores under his belt, you could call John Williams a super composer. He conducted the Boston Pops from 1980 until 1993, and the BSO is celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend. Keith Lockhart leads the Pops now and marvels at what Williams has accomplished over his career.
Simply put, his music has probably been heard by more people than any other classical or quasi-classical composer in the world, and the legacy of the repertoire probably makes him the greatest film composer of all time.
Lockhart says Williams' creative output is one thing, but the quality and range of the composer's music really make him stand out.
This is the man who gave us Superman and Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark, but can use his pen in such delicate ways like Schindler's List.
The scores and leitmotifs Williams writes are often catchy and instantly recognizable, but Lockhart says they can be deceivingly complex.
Many of his compositions are extremely difficult for the orchestra to play. If you ever watch what goes on in, well, say, for instance, the main title from Star Wars, which, of course, everybody thinks they know like the back of their hand, but the writing that makes that piece so buoyant and so exciting is so difficult, and there's so much movement going on. If you just watch the violinist playing while the brass have the tune, and you see exactly where the complexities lie.
John Williams will be at Tanglewood Saturday watching the orchestra work through his pieces. Lockhart looks forward to the birthday bash and says he's grateful to the composer for one more very important reason.
Classical music, symphonic music, seems to be heard by a smaller and smaller percentage of the population. John's music is the only great orchestral music that many of our potential listening base have ever heard.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.